This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Question here is the motivation for the ban, and the Department of Justice, on behalf of the Trump administration, arguing this ruling was about safety. Watch.
The president determined that there was a real risk. That's why the president determined that the best course was a temporary, it's a short halt in entry for 90 days while these procedures are looked at. And that's understandable. The president comes into office with an obligation to protect the national security of our country.
Okay, now, Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Jay, good morning to you. And I know we may be interrupted here, and if that happens, we'll take the president's comments live. So the government's going to argue here, the Trump administration, on behalf of DOJ, that is temporary. It does not affect all Muslims. In fact, the greater majority are not affected. And that green card stipulation has since been amended. Is that strong enough to win now?
It sure is, because this is, Bill, this is a straightforward question. The real issue before the court, although it was not addressed very well by the Department of Justice, quite frankly, is this. Does the president have the constitutional and statutory authority to issue this proclamation, this executive order regarding alien entry into the United States? And the very straightforward and simple answer to that is absolutely he does. He has it by statute. He has it by Article 2 of the Constitution. And the idea that the court is trying to second guess this, or as you said, the court's trying to make this into some kind of Muslim ban as if it's a religion clause violation, is absurd. So I think the court got it wrong. In their questioning, they were way off field, and frankly, the Department of Justice lawyer didn't help them very much.
Okay.
But this is a really straightforward case. Ultimately, I think the president prevails here. It may take Supreme Court action.
One of the three justices suggested by him.
Of course, it's Bill Hemmer and Jay Sekulow commenting on the president's executive order. And, you know, his number one job, and that is to protect we the people. You know, and I know that the sentiment around the country is such is that, look, if the people had to vote again, they already kind of voted back in November, but I guess they're not convinced. You know, you still have progressives and judges who are already well secured, you know, with their lifetime appointments saying, you know, did the people really say, doggone it, the people really did say. They did say they want national security. And what we're talking about is a temporary ban and an overreach and a misinterpretation, which, you know, is quite a bit of a stretch. And that's what Jay Sekulow and other legal pundits are saying, is that, you know, it is not the judge's responsibility. But, you know, this is the order of the day. This is what has become more common. And our former president, President Barack Obama, believed in it. He was OK. The judges would look at these executive orders and, you know, and kind of stretch themselves into some sort of pretzel logic, which is, you know, kind of absurd when you think about it. And all that, you know, that I've ever been, you know, taught about the law and understood about the law is that, you know, it's pretty black and white, you know, and we need it to be that way. But when it starts getting to, you know, go outside of the lines and do what this judge did, and even in the Ninth Court, if you had a chance to listen to the disputation that was taking place there, you're thinking, whoa, why is the judge asking, you know, those kind of questions? Why is this even being brought up? Why are we talking about Rudy Giuliani? What are we talking about a campaign that has nothing to do with it? You know, why don't we just talk about the order and the merits of that order? Who has standing here? And I'm not sure that they really established, other than they gave room to the state, saying, you know, assuming that they had standing and on this deal, and there was nobody that was injured, and what that means to be injured, so you go to the court because there needs to be a remedy. It's one thing to be injured; it's another thing to be inconvenienced, and this was more inconvenienced. Because sometimes that's the way, you know, our government works. I mean, who has not experienced the inconvenience of the bureaucracy of our government from time to time? But in this particular case, and with the threats that abound, you know, clear, present, and within our borders, I believe this is a wise move, and this is why the majority of Americans are supporting Donald Trump on this. But we'll see how it plays out in the courts. We hope they make the right decision. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. We the people. That's what it's all about. That's the way we roll. It's the way we have to roll. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Aretha Franklin is saying that, she's going to go in the studio about the end of the year, somewhere around September, I guess, produce her final album. I'm going to do a little bit of touring, and then after that, pretty much kind of retire. You know, she'll come back and do some specials, but the Queen of Soul, yes, has said that she's going to wrap it up. I mean, kind of amazing. I mean, she's just been around for decades, and to think that she's retiring, she's probably kind of pinching herself along the same way and just saying, wow, this has actually happened. With us right now is Steve Malloy. He's the author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA. He's also the founder of JunkScience.com. Steve Malloy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir? Do we have you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, there you are. Now I can hear you. I just
All right. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Good to have you here. Hey, explain to our audience up front, you know, as we talk about your book and, you know, we're going to talk about the EPA, what exactly is Scare Pollution all about?
Well, Scare Pollution is a story of $600 million worth of EPA science fraud that was used to destroy the coal industry under the Obama administration.
Just that.
How's that for one sentence?
Boy, I'll tell you, that's. I had to pause for just a moment to make sure I absorbed, you know, the simplicity, but the power of what you just shared with everybody. It's just that simple, isn't it?
It is just that simple. EPA, during the Obama administration, EPA claimed that air pollution is responsible for 1 in 4 American deaths every year. That's about 600,000 people. This is rank scientific fraud that EPA spent $600 million trying to prove. Includes not only fraudulent research, but illegal human experiments. Mm-hmm. And all this nonsense was used to justify Obama's war on the coal industry, his global warming rules that have been stopped by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty good story.
So was this kind of one of those, you know, echo chamber conclusions that they came up with? Started out very simple that maybe, you know, we think maybe 1 in 1,000 and somehow it came down and got reduced to its lowest common denominator to some insane number?
Well, no. I mean, this is a scare that EPA literally invented out of whole cloth about 20 years ago. It was advised by its independent science advisory board 20 years ago that there was no science to back this up, but EPA went ahead with it anyway, bought the science it wanted, mm-hmm. and then, abused its power to issue these regulations, really devastating regulations that did not improve air quality, did not improve anybody's health, did not save any lives, did not improve the environment, but were used to destroy a major part of our economy.
Well, this is rank malfeasance, isn't it? I mean, they're supposed
it's
to be
criminal conduct.
Exactly. Right. Well, I got to be kind.
And,
yeah.
And we tried to take EPA to court, but of course, you know, EPA is unaccountable. EPA, the laws have been written by environmentalists and EPA for their own benefit. So it's very difficult. That's why the coal industry, you know, one of the largest industries in America, it lost 90% of its equity value because it couldn't defend itself.
Boy, this is amazing. It's another one of those three-letter agencies that is overstretched and has been running amok. I mean, you talk about injury and standing. You would think the coal industry
right.
has standing, but you know, about as much as any of us has standing with the IRS, right?
That's right. We, you know, I had sued EPA to stop its illegal human experiments. You know, they were spraying diesel exhaust up the noses of 10-year-old children at UCLA and University of Southern California. And you know, when we sued, we were told, well, you know, you guys don't have standing, just the very issue you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, the court said, well, the only people that would have standing would be, you know, the guinea pigs that the EPA was experimenting on. Of course, EPA was lying to them. It wasn't telling them what they were doing. So how would they know to sue?
Exactly.
You know, it was really incredible.
Unbelievable. And so where does it stand today, Steve?
Well, President Trump campaigned on reining in the out-of-control and unlawful EPA.
Mm-hmm.
I served on the Trump transition team for EPA. We have a plan for reforming the EPA. President Trump has nominated Scott Pruitt, former Oklahoma Attorney General, to be the administrator of EPA. Once he's confirmed, I think things are going to start happening.
Probably in the next millennia, the way the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, we're going to start seeing the unlawful EPA being, you know, brought back into control.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, all emblematic, I might say, whether we're talking about the EPA, the VA, IRS. I mean, this is a systemic issue. And, you know, just kind of, every day I wake up with more and more compassion for President Trump and what he has to deal with, because, I mean, you talk about 800,000 pound gorillas in the room, and you're going after them one piece at a time. And then meanwhile, you're not getting any cooperation from, you know, from the Democrats. You know, they're not seeing this as a problem whatsoever. I mean, to have this kind of dysfunction in our government.
Right. Well, the Democrats want an all-powerful EPA because EPA is one of their tools to achieve their political agenda.
Sure.
Unfortunately, Republicans in Congress, even though they have the majority, most of them are afraid of EPA and the environment as an issue because they don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the third rail. You mentioned environment to a Republican. He's going to wet his pants and run away.
Right.
It's terrible.
It's microaggressive.
I give President Trump a lot of credit for being out there saying, I'm gonna rein in the EPA. It's out of control. It's destroying America.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Steve, and this is what you know, what the people said in November, and what is it going to take, you know, for the media? And I understand, you know, the media is doing everything they can to discredit Trump because, you know, there's a lot of truth, and he's confronting all this stuff. And even though there's a lot of banter and, you know, whatever you call it, what you want to call it, in the media, the fake news and all that good stuff, most of the people have got it figured out. I mean, they went after the coal industry. What they did, and to me, it's amazing that even Hillary Trump and the Democrats would even still try to court the very people that they absolutely blew up and say, hey, we want your vote.
Right, right. No, it's incredible. And, you know, it's going to be a very tough fight because the Democrats have all lined up in opposition. I mean, they, you know, this is the final battle. I mean, Democrats really haven't figured out what to do yet because they don't really have much power. And, you know, we've got I think President Trump is going to stick to his guns. And I think he showed that during the campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
What we need to do is make sure that Republicans do what they're supposed to do. You know, they promised us tax cuts. They promised us to repeal Obama. Where is all this stuff? Why isn't it happening already? You know, what are they doing?
Well, as quick as Donald Trump is moving at the speed of light and his hair on fire and lighting up fires all over the Beltway, they're trying to do everything they can to slow him down. And, you know, it's like, whoa, 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 we're not used to this kind of stuff. Well, you're not used to having a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office. I mean, it's quite novel. The country has been saying that we needed a
yeah.
jobs president.
Yeah.
Well, you got one, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it starts to look like. And get ready. If you don't have your seatbelts and your crash helmets on now, you better get them all set. Because it's not going to be all that pretty in some of these cases. Steve Malloy is with us. He continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And these 280-plus affiliates around this great country of ours, and, of course, around the world via shortwave as well. We continue to have fun as much as they'll allow us to, because that's the way we like to roll. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, our conversation with Steve Malloy continues, recognized leader in the fight against junk science with more than 25 years of accomplishment and experience. Steve, I mean, a 25-year journey in dealing with junk science. I mean, you saw this early on, I say early on, 25 years ago, and I imagine you look at it today and say you cannot believe that you've been mired in this for this length of time. I mean, it really demonstrates how, you know, I guess in a sense, how diabolical and how systemic this issue is, isn't it?
It's really incredible. I never expected to be doing any of this. I used to be a securities lawyer, and when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait long ago, the stock market, you know, fell apart. So did my job, and somehow I wound up working for a lobbyist in Washington D.C. on environmental issues, which at the time I knew nothing about. But I started asking questions about what EPA was doing, and it became pretty obvious pretty quickly that EPA was just lying through its teeth about all these issues. You know, our environment is clean and safe, but EPA is only going to stay in business if it lies about it, and that's what it does. Eventually, I was hired by the Department of Energy to fight EPA because EPA wanted to do all kinds of crazy things and waste hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer money doing cleanups that weren't necessary. And EPA has only gotten worse since then. And, you know, we've seen it, you know, culminate in the disaster of the Obama administration.
Well, it gets really expensive to cover up lies. And, of course, you know, what a deal they have. It's not their money. It's our money they're using on top of it. So, I mean, it is amazing how government can run, you know, and I'm sure that Donald Trump, being the businessman that he is, who is driven by the concept of ROI, return on investment, you know, continues to shake his head silly over this stuff to think, man, we have been ripped off.
And I don't even think, I mean, I think he has sort of just sort of a superficial knowledge of how bad it is at EPA, because you really do have to get into it to understand the fundamental corruption. I know from people out there, you know, listeners are thinking, well, EPA keeps the environment safe. Well, the environment has been set clean and safe for a very long time, and EPA is just keeping its scam going.
Well, you know, it's like anytime you have regulators around, you know, what do regulators do? They regulate. They just keep on, you know, here's another 10,000 pages of regulation, you know, because that's what they do, because that's job security is what you're saying.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's one of the problems. The other problem is that, you know, the Democrat Party uses the environment as, well, they use the environment as camouflage behind which they advance their social and political agenda.
Exactly.
And then you have the, you know, useful idiots in the rent-seeking industries like solar and wind who want to profit from the mandates and subsidies that, you know, come out under the auspices of the environment and EPA.
Exactly. Well, and then you have a very compliant administration, for example, with Solyndra, gives them $500 million. Thank you very much. You know, and to me, it was one of the most idiotic things. I didn't quite the study in business. Maybe Peter Drucker and company can study it down the road. But it's so blatant that we would use $500 million of the people's money to buttress up, you know, Solyndra, and then, you know, right behind it, allow the Chinese to come in and underbid our investment and destroy it.
Right, and you know, so the environmentalists want us to buy all this, you know, Chinese junk technology, solar and wind. You know, it's not ready for prime time at all.
You're
it
right.
comes from China. It's all made with slave labor under conditions where there are no environmental regulations. I mean, if you see how they do mining in China, and they need to do mining for rare earths to build solar panels and windmills. I mean, it's a horror show. But,
you're kind of describing a Chinese version of Don Quixote chasing down windmills here, you know.
But the environmentalists, they're all for that. They're, you know, they're for destroying the environment in China, because what they want to do is grab control of our economy. Yeah.
Well, it's so ridiculous. I mean, here it is. I'm finding myself laughing about it, and the EPA and all their minions are laughing straight to the bank.
That's true. So, and hopefully with President Trump, this is all going to come to an end.
Well,
he's promised to get a grip on the EPA. I've seen from the transition perspective, he means it. He's picked a guy in Scott Pruitt who will knows how unlawful EPA is. So I think we have hope.
Well, I mean, this is going to be a major deal. Like you say, they've been so well established. They're fortified by the Democrats. And here we have a window. I keep reminding people, we've got basically the way our government runs. It runs in 2-year cycles. We've got a midterm election coming. And unless the Republicans are able to do something effectively to, encourage the voters to, give them the things that they need to feel like, okay, hey, we made the right decision right back in November by, putting the Republicans in charge. If that doesn't happen, it's almost like we have to start all over again.
Well, I don't know what we do, because if we go back into the arms of the Democrats, I mean, these people are just crazy. It's just going to be more Obama and worse. So Republicans in Congress, I think Mr. Trump, he's committed to what he said he was going to do. I think he's tried to deliver on that so far. It's going to be up to congressional Republicans to give it some legs. And to the extent, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Steve, and I know, sometimes politics can get so mired. And, I want the people within the Republican tent to put their guns down. They've got themselves circled, and they're almost in a circled firing squad here, and realize, okay, what is the focus? What is the main objective? I mean, quit fussing about Donald Trump's tweets and, some of these other things that have little to do with the main objective.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. In the area I work on, EPA, if you would have told me a year ago that I'd have the opportunity that I have now to completely redo the EPA, I would have told you you were crazy. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's true not only with the EPA, but it's true government-wide. And, I mean, who would ever have thought that we can actually repeal Obamacare and get a president to sign it?
Exactly.
I mean, all these things can happen now, but the Republicans in Congress, they've got to, get rid of their sensitivities that the left has forced them to develop over the last, two generations, and get down to doing the work that they were elected to do in November.
Well, Steve, I almost think, and I don't know if you see it this way, I almost think that, if the Republicans can start having a little bit of success, get through a couple of these projects, I think they'll be emboldened and encouraged and realize going, gosh, why didn't we do this earlier? This is, not as complicated as people, said it would be. They only said it was complicated because they just wanted to confuse the issue.
Well, that's right. And that's a great point, too. All this business, Republicans are now being scared that if they repeal Obamacare, oh, my God, people are going to be, there's going to be no insurance. The health markets, the health insurance markets are going to collapse. This is all nonsense. Okay.
Right.
It's all nonsense.
Well, if they don't fix it, Steve, and we're talking about Obamacare, they're going to be more culpable than the Democrats that brought it to us.
Yeah,
you know, and that whether they turns into Trump care or not, because that's what the voters said. They put Republicans in charge to fix Obamacare.
Yeah, and they don't necessarily have to fix the whole thing at once. They don't even have to have the perfect solution, but they've got to make progress.
Exactly. You're exactly right. They have to make some headway on this deal. And we've been saying for a long time, I got to tell you, what bothers me is that the Republicans have been dealing with this. They've been saying repeal and replace for 6 years. You would think that they'd be further along with their narrative and their talking points, right?
You would think.
Oh, my goodness.
You would think there would be a plan.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, this is our government. It's the messy stuff, the sausage making part that just confuses us all. And we're going, why can't it be that simple? I think Donald Trump probably says the same thing. Being an outsider coming in and being exposed to the belly of the beast, as you say, in your experience, you go in there and your eyes are wide open and you just shake your head, and next thing you know, you got 25 years of your life invested
right
in this thing, right?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Steve Malloy, recognized leader in the fight against junk science with more than 25 years of accomplishment and experience. Steve, been a pleasure to have you on. Great
Thanks,
to have
Bill,
your ideas here. Appreciate it. All right, take care. Have a good day. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Brought to you by the American Egg Board's Egg Nutrition Center. Eggs have been the cornerstone of a healthy breakfast for generations, and for good reason. Eggs are an all-natural source of high-quality protein, with one large egg containing 6 grams protein, 13 essential vitamins and minerals, all for 70 calories. February is Heart Health Month, and eggs can be a perfect addition to your heart-healthy lifestyle. A recent study from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition shows that eating one egg a day reduces the risk of stroke by 12%. Additionally, the Journal of Nutrition suggests that eating up to 3 eggs a day does not increase markers associated with heart disease risk in healthy adults. A new study from Purdue University indicates adding whole eggs to a salad increases vitamin E absorption. Why is that important? Vitamin E is important for the proper function of many organs in the body, including the heart. So next time you dress up your salad, put an egg on it. For more amazing egg facts, visit www.eggnutritioncenter.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
What a novel concept, huh? We the people, that's why a lot of people are trying, or there's forces against the whole concept of the Constitution, because they don't want the power to be in the hands of the people. But that's the way our founding fathers designed it to be. But look at it. We the people aren't going to hold to our authority position, and you have the very thing that we have today, where 7 out of 10 agree that we're on the wrong track. But I think we're encouraged, you know. Some are saying, hey, I like the direction. It is a fresh and welcome trajectory that we're on right now. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk recycling, okay? Very important. I know some of you are still trying to figure out which bin to put your recycled items in, but maybe after today, you can first of all appreciate why recycling is so important, and it's really not that complex, okay? It is not only, as I say, very important, it has a countless number of benefits, yet many myths and misinformation exists about it. When Americans were presented with a list of statements, four true and four false, and asked to select those they believed to be true, less than half were able to identify those which were actually true. That would be an F in most classes, I want you to know. Regardless of fact or fiction, a new survey released by the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, the ISRI as they say,
and conducted online by Harris Poll. It shows that U.S. adults do not accept common statements made about the recycling industry to be true. Over 2 in 5 Americans say detailed information about recycling is not readily available and that they have to seek it out. Among those who say information about recycling is not readily available, over half cite an internet search as a top resource to find information about recycling. Well, Mark Carpenter is with us right now. Mark is a senior director of communications at RISRI. Mark Carpenter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about the ISRI survey. Were the results surprising for you?
Yes, I mean, very much so. And you were talking in the lead in here about the wrong track, and I'm hoping this isn't the wrong track for recycling, but some of the results were a little surprising in that, on the good end of things, you know, we hear a lot about some misconceptions and myths about recycling. Mm-hmm. And so we tested those, and the good news there was that, for the most part, people do not believe the myths that are out there. Mm-hmm. However, on the flip side of that, they also don't believe some of the true statements that are out there. Mm-hmm. So that provides, you know, a little bit more of a challenge and shows that there's more education that is needed out there by the industry, by local municipalities in terms of what can and can't be recycled locally, and information such as that. So there's a lot of work to be done along those lines.
Well, what are some of the common myths about recycling?
Well, one of the things that we hear a lot, I've heard of from my own family members from time to time, was, you know, why does recycling make a difference? At the end of the day, it's going to be thrown and just mixed with the trash later anyways. Mm-hmm. And that's when most of the people of all the myths selected this one as being most likely to be true, but it was only 11% of people thought this was true. So that's very good news.
Mm-hmm.
Another statement that we tested was that a product made of recycled material is of lesser quality than one made from a new or raw material. Only 8% thought this was true. And again, this is completely false. A lot of times, in some cases, it may even be a better material. But anything that's made out of a recycled material is just as good, if not better, than raw material. And then also that there are little or no economic benefits to recycling, and recycling does not save energy or conserve natural resources. And I thought, you know, 100% of people would say, well, that's clearly not true. Mm-hmm. But 5% of people out there did think that, you know, there was no benefit to the natural resources or saving energy when it comes to recycling. So, again, there's still some work to be done.
Well, let's rewind here. I mean, when we decided as a country, as a movement, you know, to implement recycling, why did we do it to begin with?
Well, I think, you know, going back to the 70s and 80s when curbside recycling was very, became more popular and being implemented across the country, there was a lot of big environmental push, a lot of environmental benefits. And they are enormous. I mean, from the energy savings, if you're using recycled aluminum, it's 92% reduction of energy in manufacturing compared to the use of raw material. So 90% for copper, 87% for plastic, you know, keeps going on. A huge amount of energy savings. Keeping items out of the landfill is huge. And the savings in natural resources, if you use steel, you know, recycled, you're saving 2,500 pounds of iron ore, 1,400 pounds of coal, 120 pounds of limestone. So there's a lot of natural resources savings. But it's also grown since then into a lot of economic benefits as well. It's now one of the country's top exports. We export to about 160 countries every year. About a third of all recycled materials is exported. It's a $21 billion value that goes to the U.S. balance of trade. It's a $106 billion industry. So there's a lot of economic benefits. It employs almost 500,000 people, either directly or indirectly. So there's a lot of reasons for recycling and that have grown even more since it began.
Mark, it almost seems that the people are saying, you know, well, where's my 5 cents for every bottle that I used to turn in? You know, maybe some of the savings that we're seeing at a more of a macro level are just not being realized at a micro level, at the ground floor, to where they say, okay, hey, you know, other than they probably have this sense of, you know, I'm doing something positive for the environment. I'm contributing to it, and maybe that's a good thing. But what may be missing here a bit is the perception and the connection that, you know, there's something in it for them. There's a direct reward because we seem to be, just as human beings, and particularly here in the, you know, in America, you know, we want to know what's in it for us. And, you know, maybe at the top level it's great, but at the bottom level, at the ground floor, we're just not seeing it. Am I misstating this?
No, I think you're right. I think there is some of that where, you know, back in, you know, in some states where it's still done, where you take it to the store and you get the nickel back, there's almost something very tangible in that. And now it's more of a feel like you're doing something good for the environment, and, you know, preserving the environment for your kids, grandkids, whatnot, throughout. So I think, you know, you're absolutely right. And we've gotten, you know, accustomed to seeing the blue bins and on the side and, you know, separate recycling bins. And I think back in the 70s and 80s when it was first being introduced on a wide scale, you know, there was a strong education push and it was something new and, you know, kind of a new shiny object.
Right. Well, you know, and certainly, I mean, it's come a long way. You know, you mentioned the blue bins, and they try to give you the pictures and the things that should go in the blue bin. And I know some people, especially some of the older folks, get a little nervous that they're going to get, you know, charged up by the recycling police or something and get a ticket because they've put the wrong thing in the item. But we definitely have come a long way, and it is a process here. Obviously, you know, as you shared with us, there's some benefit. I think the opportunity for the recycling industry is find a way to, you know, get it down to the ground level to where the people themselves can realize, you know, more of a direct benefit. But you also talk about why it's so important to recycle metals, paper, plastic, tire, and rubber, and electronics, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it goes much beyond economics, but then environmental, benefits as well. And, you know, for paper, for instance, there's over 47 million tons of paper recycled a year. And we are seeing, you know, more and more of it entering the recycling stream. So there's great progress there. If you look at, you know, a soda can that's thrown in a recycling bin, it's back on a store shelf within 60 days. Mm-hmm. So there's a quick turnaround. The technology is getting better and better in terms of being able to sort different materials and market them as well. So there's a big growth there as well.
Well, I know the industry is doing a lot to make sure people know and believe the facts about recycling. I appreciate you coming on and, you know, enlightening us all the more and updating us, you know, on the benefits of recycling. And where can the good folks go for more information, Mark?
They can go to our website, www.isri.org, and we have a lot of information on the industry there.
Well, Mark Carpenter, Senior Director of Communications at ISRI. Mark, as always, good to have you with us. Have yourself a great day, sir.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't
have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
I almost want to say you better, you know. But, hey, in this era, you know, I understand. We need to be civil and respectful. I got to say, this next guest that we're bringing on, Dr. Del Tackett, I was just telling him that this is having him on with us this morning is a fulfillment of an 8-year odyssey for me personally. I was exposed first to Dr. Tackett with the Truth Project, focused on the family's outstanding presentation. I used to tell people that I liken the Truth Project to kind of a master's course on the study of truth, why we're here, what it's all about, in, you know, the whole foundations of our country, the things that maybe in many instances we take for granted. And I got to tell you, I have led, I had the privilege and honor to lead, you know, near a dozen different classes through the conversation and the exposure of the Truth Project. And I want Dr. Del Tackett to know that it really changed my life and focused me in a great way. And why you hear, when you hear me talking about the truth and why it's so important, you can blame Dr. Del Tackett. Okay, so Dr. Tackett, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fine. It's a pleasure to be with you, Bill. You embarrass me. You know, I need to put the caveat on there that anything good that comes out of the Truth Project or anything I do, you know, that's the Lord. And right. So it's been amazing to see what he has done.
Well, the team that you had at Focus on the Family, the producers, I mean, even down to the serendipity of being able to take advantage of the son of one of the, what was he, a cameraman or something that, you know, when you brought this insightful young man on that was
Kyle
just,
West. Yeah.
Wow.
He was a son of one of the employees there back when I worked at Focus. And he, what a delightful young man, really.
Yeah,
very truthful and honest, and yeah. had a way to cut through all the stuff and make it so simple and very, very powerful. But again, you know, the Bible says that we should let the people know that have taught us things that have been most effective when it has to do with revelation and the things of God, that we should acknowledge it and let them know of the benefit. And I do that by command of the Word of God. And I thank you, Del Tackett. You know, more than words can express, sir. Okay.
Well, that's my pleasure. I'm just the tour guide, but I delight taking people on a tour and seeing them hang out the window, ooing at the jewels in the cave.
Yeah, amen to that. Now, we got another tour that we're coming up on that's going to be released soon that I'm excited to talk with you about is Genesis History, huh?
Yes, that's correct. It's coming out soon. It's been a couple years in the making, and boy, I'm excited for it.
Well, this is going to be a Fathom event, 600-plus theaters nationwide, one night only, February the 23rd. And you can go to isgenesishistory.com and see the trailer for yourself. Boy, this is very, very powerful. Like you say, it's been a long time in the making.
It has. We started this about 2 years ago. Compass Cinema in Nashville, Thomas Purifoy heads that up. He gave me a call one day and we just commiserated on the kind of the state that things are in our culture and especially regarding the whole issue of science and the current scientific paradigm and how that's impacting the church and believers. And so we launched on this. I mean, it was a tour for us. We had it all around the country interviewing scientists in the field, and what a delightful thing to do.
Well, don't you find it quite interesting that God always puts us in a position to teach that which we ourselves need to learn the most, it seems?
That's true. And I mean, anybody who's taught anything realizes that it's in the process of learning and then about it to teach that we end up learning even more. I learned a lot from these scientists.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's the thing, and I wanted you to expand on this a little bit more. When the project first came up and you go, okay, consistent with your values and what you think in terms of what we not only think but what you believe, is that, you know, the culture has unanchored itself. You know, the Bible says that people without vision will cast off restraint, and that's that anchoring, those moorings that hold us down to the values that that reinforce that God really did say, right?
Oh, absolutely. Paul speaks of this when he talks about people being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, of every wind of teaching. And it's unfortunate today that we're seeing what happens when a culture turns its back upon the transcendent truth and a transcendent God. And that leaves us as a culture without root. Mm-hmm. And so we get blown to and fro. I liken it to being on a cork on an ocean with
yes.
no shore.
Right.
We just get bobbed around and blown here and there and with serious consequences.
Exactly. Well, I think it's quite arrogant when we put ourselves in the position of God or above God, you know, doubting whether or not God did say something. And, you know, I have to chuckle at times when, you know, God decides to pull back the onion skin and open our eyes to the real truth. And they go, wow, you know, that Genesis story, there is something to that. It really is true, right?
Oh, my goodness. This is this to me, the whole issue that we're dealing with in the film is Genesis history, is the record and the account that has been given to us, especially in those first 11 chapters of Genesis. Is that account a historical account that God gave to us so that we might know what God did in the beginning of all things and what happened after that? Or is it merely just mythical analogy, poetry, and the other kinds of things that it's being twisted into today? Mm-hmm. And once you begin to twist the Word of God into something that you want it to be, let me tell you, there are serious consequences, and I think we're suffering from that.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, it's like, it's as simple. I tell people sometimes, it's as simple as violating the law of gravity. We know enough that if we fall off the roof and hit the ground, it's going to hurt, right? Well,
if
that's the case, what are the other laws that God has instituted for our good that we violated at our own peril?
Yeah, well, amen to that. And and especially now that we're dealing with such a critical aspect of this, the truth of God, the story of God, the meta-narrative of God, because from a biblical worldview perspective, you mentioned the Truth Project, and that's really my major calling that I have from the Lord is to do what I can to help the body of Christ to recover that systematic and comprehensive biblical worldview. Well, that worldview is rooted in the reality of what is said in the account in Genesis.
Exactly.
If we walk away from that, we walk away from the notion that man is made in the image of God, that he is he has been given the responsibility to walk before God in accordance with God's truth and his law, and there are consequences when we don't. Mm-hmm. The reality of sin, Paul points back to Adam in his argument for why salvation can come through one man, Christ. He said, just as sin entered through one man, pointing to Adam.
Right.
And if we then wipe that out, as unfortunately is happening increasingly at the hierarchy in evangelical Christianity today, then we're walking away from the root of a biblical worldview.
Well, and let me pause for just a moment here, Del, if I might, and that is I want to encourage our audience, if you have not been confronted and been exposed to the Truth Project, I would say do not pass go, do not collect $200. Get yourself in front of that. Go to Focus on the Family. Purchase this series. Get your friends, your neighbors, your church. Let it ignite your spirit and understand and appreciate and be relieved to know that God really did say and that he wants it to go well for you. What he said to Cain still echoes through the millennia that says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And there is a blessing. I'm telling you, it is a life-changing blessing for you. Get your hands on this. I cannot tell you how significant and life-changing and how beneficial it will be to you and your family to get in front of it. Del, you know, I appreciate with the, you know, the consideration of this documentary on Genesis is that you're going head to head with the argument that says, you know, essentially what Genesis says, as you say in the first 12 chapters, is unprovable.
That's true. We basically lay out the reality of two paradigms that are in competition, actually, today. This is not a film that is bashing the other side. This is not a film that casts bombs and so forth, but we deal as honestly as we can with the reality that these two paradigms are radically different. And basically what we're trying to do in the film is to lay out the positive perspective that there is scientific evidence and there are some very, very sharp, very smart, very credible professional scientists who believe that evidence supports the fact that God, when he created the world, he created it in 6 days, that he created male and female. Everything that he records for us there in terms of the fall of man and a global flood that God used to destroy the wickedness of man, and yet the promise of a coming Savior. All of that is historically accurate. It was given to us. Now, most people recognize we live in a world in which today the scientific paradigm that has captured our culture and the world.
Exactly.
To that extent.
Well, Del, we have to leave it there,
sure.
And I want to encourage everybody. This Fathom event is Genesis history. Must see. Bring a big box of popcorn. Have a good time there. 600-plus theaters, one night only on February the 23rd is GenesisHistory.com. All the information in the trailer is right there. Dr. Del Tackett, thank you so much.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know?